Our reading today will pick up in Genesis chapter 2, verse 4, and we will finish in Genesis chapter 2, verse 25. In our reading today, we're going to see a view of the creation of man. You may recall from yesterday's reading, in Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 28, God makes man in his own image, in his own likeness, and gives him dominion over the whole world and all that is in it. And he tells him to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over it. Today, we're going to read chapter 2, which gives a more intimate account of the creation of man. We're going to see the intimacy by which he is created and how much care that God took to create him. We're going to see that God gave man a job to cultivate and keep the garden and to keep evil from the garden. He's also going to give him a command not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And ultimately, we're going to see the man and the woman. We're going to see that God gave the man the woman for a helper, to be one corresponding to her. We're going to witness the first wedding, where the father gives the woman to the man to be his wife. And Adam, in response, is going to break out into poem as he loves his wife and wants to be with her. Going to be a beautiful picture of living in the garden without sin. As I read this account, I pray that you will take some time to meditate on our current world and the fallen nature of it and how it is marred, and it is a caricature of the world that God created. That God created a world that was perfect and a couple who were perfect as they dwelled together in the garden in the presence of God. And as you meditate on those truths, I pray that you'll look forward to a world where God will fully restore us back to the garden and beyond as we dwell with him in eternity. Let me pick up now in chapter 2, verse 4. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created in the day that Yahweh God made earth and heaven. Now no shrub of the field was yet in the earth, and no plant of the field had yet grown. For Yahweh God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was no man to cultivate the ground. But a stream would rise from the earth and water the whole surface of the ground. Then Yahweh God formed man of dust from the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And so the man became a living being. And Yahweh God planted a garden in Eden, toward the east, and there he placed the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground Yahweh God caused to grow every tree that is desirable in appearance and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it divided and became four rivers. The name of the first is Pishon. It is the one that went around the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. Now the gold of that land is good. The bdellium and the onyx stone are there. And the name of the second river was Gihon. It is the one that went around the whole land of Cush. And the name of the third river is Tigris. It is the one that went east of Asher. And the fourth river is the Euphrates. Then Yahweh God took the man and set him in the Garden of Eden to cultivate and keep it. And Yahweh God commanded the man, saying, "From any tree of the garden you may surely eat, but from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat from it, for in the day you eat from it you will surely die." Then Yahweh God said, "It is not good for man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him." And out of the ground Yahweh God had formed every beast of the field and every bird of the sky. And he brought each to the man to see what he would call it. And whatever the man called a living creature, that was its name. And the man gave names to all the cattle, and to the birds of the sky, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a helper suitable for him. So Yahweh God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. Then he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh at that place. And Yahweh God fashioned the rib, which he had taken from the man, into a woman, and he brought her to the man. Then the man said, "This one finally is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. This one shall be called woman, because this one was taken out of man. Therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and cleave to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." And the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed.